guys, I can't keep up. I can't keep up. As a lot of you know, I was gone Thursday, Friday. We didn't have a show Friday because I was on business travel. And I come back. I come back to boycotts against social media sites. And I'm so confused. I'm like, what? Are the Christians really standing up? Are conservatives? Oh, we're going to talk about that today and the business opportunities that you have as there's a strike against the social media sites. Oh, it's the funniest thing I've heard in a long time, and I really needed it. So thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's so great. Welcome to How to Build a Tent, the podcast on how to make you successful. We're part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Get a shirt like this. These are fantastic. I love them. You can also get a mug like this, 15 ounces of How to Build a Tent. When you go over to flfnetwork.com, put in HTBT, get tons of other benefits. And don't forget about our conference coming up in October, 1st through 3rd. We're going to be fighting, laughing, and feasting. And I hope you will join us. We will be in Nashville, Tennessee, October 1st through the 3rd. All right. So, guys, I'm just, in all seriousness here, I think the left does a better job of church discipline than we do. Let's just be honest here. I actually see more church discipline from the left. I see more church discipline from the world than I do in our own congregations. And it should not be so. They are more faithful at proselytizing, discipling, and grooming, and bringing people and circling the wagons and purifying their own people than we are. Now, obviously, because their foundation is worldly and sinful, it all leads to death. And so will this. As we can see, they have an ideology that's self-consuming. And we know this, the wages of sin is death, not just eternal death, but even death here today in relationships and business and things like that. And our faith, our gospel brings life, eternal life, life in relationships, life in our business. When we apply the biblical principles God has created, life is abundant in those commandments and obeying them. Starbucks stops advertising on all social media while Pepsi joins the growing list of companies boycotting Facebook as pressure grows on sites to crack down on hate speech. Now, you have to forgive me. I'm enjoying this a little too much because of the frustration and the just acceptance of the things I cannot change, that process that I've had to go through over and over again with a lot of my colleagues that are Christians, that are conservatives, that are even Republican. I'm not conservative or Christian, just Republican. Anyone who does not toe the Marxist liberal line, then classified as hate speech. Facebook has been censoring us and shadow banning us for a long time. And I'm so thankful for Parler, the social media site, P-A-R-L-E-R. 500,000 people joined the site in the last couple of days. That's insane. But I'm so thankful because it's like the site has allowed me to know that I'm not crazy. I've been like second guessing myself, like maybe just people don't like my content. Maybe people don't like what I'm saying. And, you know, maybe just, you know, people don't want to view it. But you go on a site like Parler and you have a fraction of the followers you do from Facebook and Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, from building up over the years, been on Parler for months. And you get exponentially more interaction, exponentially more shares, exponentially more growth. And our YouTube channels are blowing up from it because Parler isn't censoring us. But apparently Starbucks, Pepsi, and all of these other leftist companies, 100 companies saying they will not advertise on social networks because they don't censor hate speech enough. That is, they don't block out other people's opinions, opposing perspectives that go against the humanist religion, Marxism, the social justice language, that they're not doing a good enough job. And it's funny, in this article it says, but not YouTube. YouTube's off the hook because they're doing a really great job at censoring us. Oh, it's just so funny. It's so funny. I was thinking of this story when I read this. Because again, I was dumbfounded when I heard before I knew the story that Facebook and other social media sites were having their ad revenue pulled, their stock market, the stock dropped and all that stuff. And I was so confused. I was like, I cannot wait to find out why. And of course, it's just like we've talked about. The left will eat their own. The world will eat their own because that's the basis of their ideology. Their ideology is death. That's all it is. When you reject God, you love death. Those who hate God love death. And that's what we're seeing. They're killing themselves. They're starving themselves. They're wounding their own platforms. They're wounding their own systemic systems because they're racist. I mean, that's what they're saying, right? They're not getting rid of hate speech, so they have systemic racism. Almost every single institution is owned by the left, and yet we have systemic racism. Makes you think about that. But I was thinking about this one story in 2 Chronicles 20, and it's just so funny because it's one of those stories where you think there is no way from a purely worldly humanist perspective that this story makes sense at all. And yet we're living it today. There's this story in 2 Chronicles 20. Like I said, Jehoshaphat was being invaded by a huge army. It says in verse 2 that there's a huge army coming from the other side of the Dead Sea that is going to attack you. And they humble themselves. They pray. They worship God. And picking up in verse 18, it says, Jehoshaphat bowed down with his face toward the ground, and all the people of Judah and the residents of Jerusalem fell down before the Lord and worshiped him. Then some Levites from the, Kohathites and the Korahites got up and loudly praised the Lord God of Israel. They were worshiping, man. Worship is warfare. That is what we should be doing. We shouldn't be adopting our enemy's tactics and using their training styles on how to do better. I'm just having too much fun today. I'm sorry. In verse 20, early the next morning, they marched out to the wilderness of Tekoa. And when they were ready to march, Jehoshaphat stood up and said, "Listen to me, you people of Judah and residents of Jerusalem. Trust in the Lord your God and you will be safe. Trust in the message of his prophets and you will win." He met with the people and appointed musicians to play before the Lord and praise his majestic splendor. As they marched ahead of the warriors, they said, "Give thanks to the Lord, for his loyal love endures forever." Notice, he did not say, use their philosophies, use their religion, look to their gods, look to using their language, look to using their tactics. No, we're supposed to worship the Lord. And when they began to shout and praise, the Lord suddenly attacked the Ammonites, Moabites, and the men from the Mount Seir who were invading Judah, and they were defeated. The Ammonites and Moabites attacked the men from the Mount Seir and annihilated them. And when they had finished off the men of Seir, they attacked and destroyed one another. And you have to read that story, you know, before the Marxist really blossomed into what it is today, before the liberals and, you know, critical race theory people and all that stuff really came to the forefront. You look at one of those stories and you'd be like, no way did they turn on themselves. And yet here we are. Starbucks, Pepsi are boycotting social media sites along with 100 other companies. Can you believe it? I can. It's in the Bible. And there's a modern day example of what we see in 2 Chronicles 20. But remember, guys, and then we're going to get to the business opportunity here. But remember what happened. It's because God's people were humbling themselves and worshiping the Lord. How is your worship life? Where are you on the pride, humility spectrum? Do you need to fast and pray? Do you need to ask for forgiveness? Do you need to throw down idols in your life? That's when we see these victories happen. And I'm excited because, praise God, maybe the result of this is because we have Christians repenting, Christians worshiping, Christians seeking God's face. Man, I'm taking these victories when I can get them. What? Praise God. That's why I'm in such a good mood. That's why I'm in such a good mood. I am usually so hard on the church because we deserve it, at least in the United States. But praise God, man. I'm just going to thank God. I forgot who said it because I follow so many great people and have such great lines. But they said, when the nations rage, God laughs. And he's taking that from Psalms 2, obviously. When the nations rage, God laughs. And I just want to laugh with it, man, because God is so good. But let me just tell you this. The hate speech is more than just like actual, what we would say is hateful. And obviously hate speech can be anything the left wants it to be. Basically, the hate speech is anything that disagrees with the narrative. But they even, get this, in a step forward, Facebook blocked a GOP advertisement talking about going against the protesters for their vandalism and things. And there, I guess the art, the, I didn't see it, but the ad was about security, law and order, and things like that. That's hate speech now. It's absolutely insane. So here is the advantage that we're getting from this, the opportunity we have. Usually all of these platforms have bids, a bidding structure on how you can get ads. And the more keywords you target, the more expensive they get. I know Google's like this. If you have any questions about this, talk to somebody who specializes in this kind of stuff. They will know more than I do. But there is going to be a steep discount when all these big corporations that are the ones who dominate the ad buys, that dominate the keyword searches, if you're not going to be classified as hate speech, so forget the Christians, forget the conservatives, forget the Republican messaging, forget the Republican, you know, ads that you could run as a politician. If you're not doing that, like if you're selling pool supplies or something, or let's just say soda or coffee, if you're a small brew, small batch coffee maker, you have a great opportunity to go snatch up some ad buys from Facebook right now. And that might be a great opportunity for you to drive some sales, especially if you're an online merchant, if you do e-commerce. Getting those ad buys can be really important right now. So guys, let's laugh. Let's rejoice. Let's thank God for still accomplishing and doing things like he did in the Old Testament, having enemies turn against themselves. Praise God that we don't ever have to fight our battles, that we can just worship God, enjoy him. And just as long as we are faithful and obedient to what he has called us to, going out, making disciples of all nations, humbling ourselves and continuing to pray and to seek his face, then we could just laugh along with him. And I hope you do, guys. I hope you see this stuff and you just laugh and you thank God for it. And you get on Parler where you will not be censored. Let's go out, be successful. We'll talk to you tomorrow.